thank you very much for very rich but also diverse presentations, and I think it's going to be very challenging for me to be able to relate to all of the presentations, but I think clearly in general, especially in the three presentations, we could really see how the macro situations when the economies face downturn, and especially in the situation of crisis, how that really translates into negative, translates into a negative downturn as on the labor market. And I think in general, we also early on heard, because economic recoveries, the speed of the economic recovery is not automatically translated in the same speed in employment recovery, or labor market recovery. This is something I think we really need to keep in mind in general. And just to comment on the specific presentations, for example, Indra has really clearly, Indra's paper really demonstrated how the informal economy is quite negatively, substantially impacted upon, and I think to us it is very alarming that India's informal, given the high level of the informality in India's economy as well as the labor market, I think it is really alarming to see how the crisis has impacted upon so negatively on not only on employment, income, but as well as on the well-being or capabilities of the working poor, especially the families and the working poor in the informal economy. And the paper also has elaborated a number of policy recommendations. I don't think I have really had time. I have kind of jotted down some of the suggestions, but I'm not so sure I have really time to go into the details. But crux of the matter is that given the high level of the informality in India, of course, ideally speaking, if government could adopt policies in such a way that the informality could be reduced, that would be quite, how can I say, that is really the way to go. And that also would probably certainly involve, as Indra has suggested, the change in paradigm of the macroeconomic framework, especially in the context of the development plans. In the earlier conversation, private conversations, I heard that the Indian government is really taking a neoliberal approach. And they did also draft, just at the footnote of the background note, with ILO support, employment policy early on between last year and this year. But it's not very clear, even talking to Indra and Jayati, whether the government will really proceed to adopt that particular policy that they have in hand. And just a very small question I had was that in the sample framework, that you did not break down the men and women in terms of number of men and women who were surveyed. So I think that would be useful to put in the background section of the paper. And moving on to, yes. And then I think I would just give Indra personally the suggestions on the policies, maybe bilaterally, because we don't have much time. On Jennifer's paper, which was also very fascinating, and since I was also earlier on involved in trying to help the Iranians to increase their labor force participation, especially women's participation, that was in 2003 and 2004 during Khatami time, I just took a lot of interest, especially in the Iranian story. And I think this is also very interesting, and the fact that these countries and territory are excluded or restricted by economic isolation really points to high rate of un- and underemployment of men. Therefore, I think given the overall context of the economy, that already sets the very difficult labor market situation. And clearly, in this kind of very, oversupply, when the economies really have oversupply of labor, it is very difficult to think of the women's employment creation, increase in women's labor force, I think. I have 2 minutes, apparently, so I have to split 2 minutes between Heather and the last paper. Heather's paper was also very, very intriguing. And we also saw during the Asian financial crisis, there was a downturn of migration coming back, trying to come back to home countries. And I think what could be interesting to really see is how men's and women's labor migration would be impacted upon during the current crisis. As is the case in many other crisis situations, certainly it will really depend on where women and men are in the receiving countries. And I think since many of the women are involved in domestic work, in the first instance, chances are I think the men are more likely to be more negatively impacted upon in the crisis situation, whereas if the households decide try to cut down on expenditures and engage in domestic workers in receiving countries, the chances are then it may just have a second wave of the impact on women workers, which is also mentioned. On the suggestions that she has made, I certainly could not agree more. I think to protect workers, to send migrant workers in a regulated framework is the best approach so that it can prevent the exploitative practices of the employers in the receiving countries. And when the workers are recognized as workers in the receiving countries, certainly their labor rights are better protected in many countries. And finally, on Özge's very, very fascinating technical presentation, again, I think it will be very interesting to, I hope I have a chance to read the full paper later on. I think it's really fascinating, and this is only part of her dissertation, apparently, so a very interesting paper. And it also has given providing theoretical background, but also trying to explain the social milieu where the women are found in terms of how the gender permeates in the labor market in Turkey, which I think was quite interesting as well. And you also mentioned the Turkey's characteristic, how the economy and labor market have been functioning, and you did also mention the jobless growth in Turkey's situation, and I wondered if it might also be attributed to the fact that much of economic activities are driven by neoliberal incentives, you know, policies providing more incentives to, let's say, increase of, gaining, maximizing profit by capital rather than thinking of putting employment or job growth at the center of the economic growth, for instance. I have just a slight question on the statistics that you presented on unemployment, and I think we just need to also caution the use of unemployment rate in the urban and in rural unemployment, because as we all know, if the poor people typically cannot just stay idle, open unemployment in rural sector may mean very different labor market situation compared to the open unemployment rate in urban sector. Apparently, I have 0 seconds, so I have to finish here. Thank you. Mm-hmm.